Financial ties to Libya have become a major issue for one of the world's most respected universities. The London School of Economics in Britain is at the center of a storm over its decision to accept a lot of Libyan money, in particular money from an organization run by one of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's sons. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves in London.
Charlotte Girarda spent 4 years studying at the London School of Economics. She's proud of that. So when she found out her university's accepted millions of dollars from Libya, it was a nasty surprise.
A real shock. When I applied to LSE, I was really excited to come. I've come from quite a challenging personal background, so it was a really big thing for me to come here. LSE should have known better. It should have thought, what is going to happen to the reputation of this university and what are we going to get out of it?
Girarda's general secretary of the LSE's Students' Union and a strong critic of the university's ties with Tripoli.
I just think it's totally hypocritical for the LSE, which prides itself on principles of democracy and social justice, to build these links with a country, even if at the time it seemed like it was on the right track.
The controversy over Libya's donations to the LSE is shaking the entire academic world and has divided opinion within the university itself. The LSE's director, Howard Davis, has resigned. Davis admits advising the school to accept nearly $2.5 million from a foundation run by Gaddafi's son, Saif. Davis says this turned out to be a mistake, so he felt he had to go.
Because the reputation of the school is my responsibility, and it has been damaged, and I think I need to take the responsibility for that.
Whilst LSE director, Davis became a British government economic envoy to Libya and ended up advising the Libyans on investments. Davis says that was a mistake too. The school landed a contract with Gaddafi's government worth several $1 million to train hundreds of top Libyans in the private and public sectors. This, Davis defends, saying the LSE chose the trainees, not the Libyans, and there were no conditions attached. The issues here are complex. Some argue that programs like these serve to strengthen civic society within oppressive regimes.
The resignation of the head of LSE is a monumental event.
Polly Toynbee, a columnist for The Guardian newspaper, says the LSE is taking the hit for a practice that's widespread and well known in Britain.
It's not as if people didn't know that large sums of Libyan money were pouring into LSE, and indeed, sums of money from all sorts of unsavoury sources, probably into lots of other universities. The question is, why wasn't it a scandal at the time when Gaddafi gave the money, at the time when his son was allowed to have a dubious PhD?
That PhD was awarded to Gaddafi's son, Saif, in 2008. He was a student at the LSE for several years. Back then, Saif was generally seen as pro-Western and progressive. These days, he's an ardent defender of his father's dictatorship. Allegations are circulating that Saif's thesis, which was about the democratisation of global institutions, was ghostwritten. The LSE has promised to investigate. It'll be part of an independent inquiry it's commissioned into the school's Libyan ties. Ashok Kumar of the LSE's Student Union says he's not accusing anyone of anything, but adds,
I think if it comes to light that the university, in essence, is trading a degree for large donations, then that jeopardizes the entire academic institution and the degrees that come out of here and the PhDs that people slog over for years and years. For us, this kind of cuts to the heart of what kind of institution we are.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
More All Things Considered, right after this.